Random House Audio presents 1221 by Dustin Thomason. Read for you by Fred Sanders with Noel Rodriguez. Prologue. He stands silently in the moonlight against the wall of the temple, the small bundle held tightly under his arm. The sisal wrapping chafes against his skin, but he welcomes the feeling. It reassures him. In this drought-stricken city, he would not trade this package, even for water. The ground beneath his sandals is cracked and dry. The green world of his childhood is gone, and he is beginning to wonder if soon he will be too. Satisfied that the temple guards haven't detected his presence, he hurries toward the central square, where artisans and tattoo painters once thrived. Now it is populated only by beggars. And beggars, when hungry, can be dangerous. But tonight he is lucky. There are only two men standing by the East Temple. They have seen him before, and they know he gives to them what he can. Still, he holds the bundle close as he goes. At the boundary between the central square and the maize silos, there is a guard posted, no more than a boy. For a moment, he considers burying the bundle and returning for it later. But the earth is dust, and the winds drive through fields where trees once stood. Nothing in this parched city remains buried for long. He takes a breath and continues walking forward.
"Royal and Holy One," calls the boy. "Where are you going?"
The boy's eyes are tired, hungry, but spark when they take in the bundle under the man's arm.
"To my fasting cave."
"What are you carrying?"